May I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the things that gives me a lot of joy from about late September to mid-December, and I apologise if this seems a little bit shallow, is watching Strictly Come Dancing. I get real joy from watching people go on a journey, learning not just a new skill, but so many different things about themselves and their lives. For those who last many weeks in the competition, there are common stories of transformation and realisation that it's okay for them to be fully themselves, and that the connection between dance and music might just work a little magic on them and in them. This Sunday is also known as Gaudete Sunday, rejoice. It wasn't until the 9th century that Advent settled into the four-week season that we mark today, a mini Lent. And just as Mothering Sunday provides a break from fasting in Lent, so Gaudete Sunday does something similar in Advent. And in some churches like yours, the Advent wreath includes one pink or rose candle to differentiate it from the others, to be lit on Gaudete Sunday for joy. It is an invitation to recall with joy and gladness the promise of redemption that is offered in Jesus Christ. As we anticipate the joy of Christmas and the celebration of the Christ child, we're invited to see the nativity story within the bigger narrative of God saving God's people. Of course, rejoicing in Christmas is exactly what goes on by the beginning of December at the very latest. Many shops have been persuading us that Christmas is coming since late August or early September. But by the time we're in December, there is a heightened busyness around Christmas preparations. Frantic Christmas shopping, Christmas parties, school nativities, and so on. There is a general expectation to have a good time and to be joyful. But for many people, this might be a struggle for all kinds of reasons. For those who have known losses this past year, for those who are unwell or who are looking after those who are ill, for those estranged from their family, for those facing insurmountable or overwhelming worries. Joy may seem elusive for all kinds of reasons, depending on the bigger narrative of our own lives. So this third Sunday of Advent, we're invited to experience things through the eyes of John the Baptist. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. This was John's message last week. He was full of energy and confidence, hope and expectation. He was following in the great line of prophets, urging people to remember God's great promises and to turn again to their God and place their hope in God. John the Baptist was proclaiming the coming of the Messiah like many of his predecessors, but he was different. He had seen the Messiah. He had baptized him. John's message for us now is that same message of repentance that he proclaimed on the banks of the River Jordan. Repentance, turning again to God, is one of the ways we can wait and prepare for Christ's coming. This is about reorientation, reprioritization. This is about longing to turn to God so that we can ask God to transform us into the people that God wants us to be. This is John's radical message of repentance. It is about a lifelong practice of turning to God so that we may be changed. And this is the life that John himself lived. But this week, we encounter a different side of John the Baptist. He is now in prison, having annoyed Herod one too many times. His question to Jesus via his own disciples is full of doubt. He seems to be discouraged. Are you the one who is to come? Or should we expect someone else? His whole life has been geared towards proclaiming the coming of the Messiah, and he thought he'd found him. Now, in a time of great hardship and suffering, he asks, "Is he really the one I was talking about? Is Jesus for real?" Jesus' reply affirms both his identity and John's. He encourages John to look at what is happening as evidence that, yes, he is the Messiah. The words of Isaiah are being fulfilled. The signs that Isaiah identified as those which announce the coming of God to bring salvation are happening in Jesus. Look at the evidence, Jesus seems to be saying to his cousin, and judge for yourself. I may not be acting as you might expect a Messiah to act, but I am doing new things, and I am bringing about signs of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus then affirms John the Baptist as the messenger foretold by Isaiah. I wonder if this anxious, tired, and discouraged John can perhaps offer us some hope. At times of hardship and sorrow, we may doubt God's promise to be with us always. Or we may have very clear ideas of what we want God to do for us. John the Baptist is reassuringly like us. But like him, we're encouraged to look at the evidence, to see with new eyes how Jesus may be active in our lives, to see beyond our own expectations and to catch glimpses of Jesus doing something new and unexpected in our lives and in the world. This isn't easy, particularly when life is hard for us. But like John the Baptist, we're encouraged to place our hope in God, for hope in God is a real and lasting hope. John the Baptist shows us that Advent is a preparation, not just for Jesus' coming at Christmas, but for a way of life beyond Christmas. He shows us how we can lead transformed lives, shaped by Jesus' coming among us. But there is a challenge and a choice. We need to decide for ourselves, is Jesus the one we are going to follow? Are we willing to reorient our lives so that we turn to God again and again? The Dutch Catholic priest and writer Henri Nouwen said the following about joy. It is the experience of knowing you are unconditionally loved and that nothing, sickness, failure, emotional distress, oppression, war, or even death can take that love away. There is often such a dissonance at this time of year as we prepare to celebrate in a wider context of ongoing wars and conflicts, a growing divide between the rich and the poor, and greater polarization between people on any number of issues in the church as well as in our communities, our nation, and across the world. As God's church here in this part of God's world, we are called to be witnesses. In John's Gospel, John the Baptist is called a witness. We're called to be witnesses to the light which no darkness can overcome. Witnesses to Jesus Christ and his unconditional love for all that God has created. Well, Strictly Come Dancing is nearly over for another year, although, of course, real fans also have that Christmas special to look forward to as well. But the journey that these well-known people go on is a reminder that most things take time, a bit of hard work, and good company along the way. Our journey of faith with God takes time. We need to work at it, and it is best done in company with others. So on this Gaudete Sunday, when we are called to rejoice, I wonder what each one of us might rejoice in today. I wonder what one thing we might each be truly thankful for today. And I wonder what joy might bubble up over the coming days if we could pray and give thanks each day as we approach Christmas. And I wonder what joy might come to God's world if God's church lives out its calling to be a witness to the light, to God's unconditional love. Amen.